Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with Sam Norwood, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, independent analytical advisor to over the years to so many companies, and we're so fortunate to have his expertise available to us. Sam, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us the website, Sam?
The website, norwoodanalytics.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. You can see some of the, he's really cranking out some articles and some in a way that he hasn't really done in a long time. So I'm glad to see that. So you're going to want to follow Sam, keep up with what he's got going on. Sam, a long time ago, and I mean decades ago, a banker said to me one time, he said, Jim, if you can only bring me one document to support your position for a loan, a business loan, he said, bring me a cash flow spreadsheet, a projection, a cash flow projection, showing me how you're going to use the money, and you know, how my money is going to blend in with your money to accomplish what you tell me you're going to accomplish. I want to see how where the money's going, and then I want you to show me how you're going to pay me back.
Yep.
He said, if you can only bring me one document, that's what I want. And
exactly.
I've used that over the years. It's worked like a charm.
Exactly. You know, it's pretty shocking to people who go to the bank for the first time and say, I'd like to borrow some money, and I'd like to put up, I can put up this collateral here.
Mm-hmm.
Been a banking customer for years, and I'll just put up some collateral. Well, guess what? The banks don't care much about the collateral anymore.
They don't want collateral.
No, they don't want
it. They want it, but they don't want it back.
It's almost like, well, that's nice. Now show me your cash flow.
Right.
They won't lend on collateral. They lend on cash flow. They got to see the cash flow, and that cash flow projection has got to have credibility. So they're looking for history. It's not like, it's really been bad, but now it's all going to be good. There has to be history. There has to be the CEO/owner in there, eyeball to eyeball, saying, here's how this is going to work. And the numbers reflect the plan. You can't just give numbers without a plan behind them. And there was an old expression, budget without a strategy is a mere exhortation to try harder. there has to be a combination of some history, then projections that show a reasonable continuity and realism within the market and the ties to the history and internal consistency, and then a persuasive communication from the CEO to the lender or financing source that says, here's our plan. The plan in general has to make sense, conceptually sound, and then that has to be supplemented by real actions that support the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And without that, the bank will, it's very tough to lend.
When I learned how to use an electronic spreadsheet and build a forward-facing cash flow projection, 12 months, maybe 24 months. In fact, I've got one model I work on in my business. It's a 5-year cash flow projection, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see what the possibilities are. But I live out of, I really operate heavily out of a 12 month. And if I, over the years, I've told my audience about this many times, I'd look at my projection and I'd see, okay, October looks like it's going to be tough on cash. I'd call my banker in June and I'd say, I'm going to email you or I'd go over and I'd say, here's my spreadsheet. As you can see, I'm going to be cash negative in October. So in September, I'm going to need this much money and I'll pay you back in December.
Yep.
And over the years, Sam, I built a relationship with my banker that way. And now I just call him up and email him over. If I need something, I email it over and it's done.
The banker, something that bankers hate more than anything is to not be informed. And so if you're a borrower and you see things shaping up in a negative way, you better keep the communication open and say, here's my situation, and here's what I'm doing about it. Not just like, here's my situation, what do you think I ought to do about it?
That's exactly
here's
right.
Here's what I am doing about it, and keep them informed. If they and by the way, when you update your forecast, they know that you're on top of your business because you know what's coming down the pike.
Hey, Sam, you know what the title of the shortest book ever written is?
No.
Loan Officer Courage.
You got it. They don't like risk.
That's right.
Sure.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, NorwoodAnalytics.com. Hey, Sam, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'll enjoy that a lot. Thank you.
We're looking forward to our next visit. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he's. I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us, and he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.